Tantor Audio presents The Village Effect, how face-to-face contact can make us healthier, happier, and smarter. By Susan Pinker. Narrated by Donna Postel. You cannot live for yourselves. 1,000 fibers connect you with your fellow men, and along those fibers, as along sympathetic threads, run your actions as causes and return to you as effects. The Reverend Henry Melville, 1856. Introduction. People who need people. One June day in 2009, a rock musician named John McColgan was told that he needed a new kidney, and he needed it fast. Every day in the United States, 12 people died waiting for a kidney, and when John's name was added to the kidney transplant waiting list, the list was 86,218 names long. At the time he was living in Canada, though, where the list included only 2,941 people. Still, he took the news badly. John is a drummer, an energetic and sinewy man with a smoothly shaved head. Though he had been diagnosed with progressive kidney disease when he was in his mid-20s, he'd had few symptoms and, until that moment, hadn't spent much time worrying about his health. At 48, he was often on the basketball court with men a decade younger, and he liked nothing better than to shoot a few hoops with his 17-year-old son. John skateboarded around town in summer, snowboarded in winter, and did push-ups and crunches every day on the floor of his living room, not to mention all the drumming, a workout in itself. Before turning 30, he had played with Linda Ronstadt and Kate and Anna McGarrigle, and a short time...